Chapter 20. Azazello's Cream. A full moon hung in the clear evening sky, peeping through the maple branches. The lindens and acacias in the garden painted a complex pattern of shadows on the ground. Open, but with blinds drawn, the triple bay window upstairs radiated feverish electric light. All the lamps were on in Margarita Nikolaevna's bedroom, and they cast light on an utter mess. Shirts, stockings, and underwear lay on the bedspread. More crumpled clothing lay on the floor next to a packet of cigarettes crushed in the excitement. Shoes lay on the bedside table next to an unfinished cup of coffee and an ashtray with a smoking butt. A black evening dress was draped over the back of a chair. The room smelled of perfume, mixed in with the smell of a hot iron that was drifting in from somewhere. Margarita Nikolaevna was sitting by the dressing table, wearing only her bathrobe and black suede shoes. A gold wristwatch bracelet lay in front of her next to the box she had received from Azazello, and Margarita's eyes were glued to the watch face. At times, it would seem that the watch was broken and the hands were not moving, but move they did, though very slowly, as if stuck, until finally the minute hand fell upon 9:29. Margarita's heart gave a thump so hideous that she was not able to pick up the box right away. Wrestling with herself, she opened it and found a thick, yellowish cream inside. It reeked of something resembling swamp mud. Using her fingertip, Margarita spread out a bit of cream on her palm, causing the smell of forest and swamp grasses to intensify, and began to rub it into her forehead and cheeks. The cream spread easily and seemed to evaporate instantly. After several applications, Margarita glanced at the mirror and dropped the box straight on the watch, sending numerous cracks running across the glass face. Margarita closed her eyes, then looked again, and burst out in boisterous laughter. Her eyebrows, plucked down to a thread with tweezers, had thickened and formed into two neat arcs over her greening eyes. The thin vertical wrinkle on the bridge of her nose, which appeared back in October when the master vanished, was gone without a trace. Gone were the yellow blemishes by her temples as well, and so were the two barely noticeable webs of wrinkles on the outside corners of her eyes. Her cheeks filled with a solid rosy colour, her forehead became clear and white, and the hairdresser's curls in her hair came undone. A naturally curly brunette of about 20 years of age was gazing at the 30-year-old Margarita from the mirror, baring her teeth and laughing uncontrollably. Having laughed her fill, Margarita leapt out of her bathrobe in a single bound, scooped up a large portion of the light oily cream, and began to rub it vigorously into her body. Her skin immediately took on a rosy colour and pleasant glow. Then, as if someone had pulled a needle out of her head, the pain that lingered in her temple since the meeting in the Alexandrovsky Gardens vanished. Her arm and leg muscles grew stronger, and then Margarita's body became weightless. She jumped and floated in the air a short distance above the carpet. Slowly, she was pulled back down and landed on the floor. "What a cream! What a cream!" Margarita cried, falling into an armchair. The cream altered more than her appearance. Her entire being was now simmering with bubbles of joy that tickled every part of her body. Margarita felt free, free of everything. Moreover, it was now clear to her that her morning premonition had been true, and that she was to leave the mansion and her old life behind forever. However, a single thought did splinter off from this former life, reminding her of a single, final duty to be performed before something entirely new and extraordinary pulled her up and away into the air. And still naked, taking short flights through the air, she ran to her husband's study, turned on the light, and dashed to the desk. She tore a sheet from a notepad, and without any revisions, quickly penciled a note in large letters. "Forgive me and forget as soon as possible. I am leaving you forever. Do not look for me. It will be useless. My grief and woe have turned me into a witch. I have to go. Farewell. Margarita. Her soul completely unburdened, Margarita flew back to the bedroom. A second later, Natasha ran in, loaded with things. And all these things, a dress on a wooden hanger, lace handkerchiefs, silken blue shoes on shoe trees, and a belt, came crashing down to the floor immediately as Natasha clasped her freed hands. "Not bad, huh?" Margarita Nikolaevna shouted loudly and hoarsely. "What's all this?" Natasha whispered, backing up. "How did you do it, Margarita Nikolaevna?" "It's the cream! The cream! The cream!" Margarita replied, pointing to the shiny golden box and turning in front of the mirror. Forgetting the crumpled dress on the floor, Natasha ran to the dressing table and stared at the remaining ointment with greedy fire in her eyes. Her lips were whispering something inaudible. She turned back to Margarita and spoke reverently. "The skin, the skin, Margarita Nikolaevna, your skin is glowing." Then she remembered herself, ran to pick up the dress, and began to dust it off. "Leave it, leave it," Margarita cried. "To hell with it, leave it all. On second thought, no. Take it as a gift. Take it, I tell you. Take all there is in the room." Beside herself, the motionless Natasha stared at Margarita for a few moments, then latched onto her neck, kissing her and yelling, "Satin! Glowing satin! And the eyebrows! The eyebrows! Take all the rags, take the perfume, and put it in your suitcase. Hide it," Margarita shouted. "But leave the jewellery, or they'll accuse you of theft." Natasha gathered whatever she found in a bundle, dresses, shoes, hose, and underwear, and ran from the bedroom. At the same time, a thunderous virtuoso waltz burst from an open window somewhere across the street, and the sputtering of an approaching car engine came from the gate. "Azazella is about to call," Margarita exclaimed, listening to the waltz pouring out of the alley. "He will call, and the foreigner is harmless. I can see now that he is harmless." The car revved its engine as it pulled away from the gate. The gate banged, and footsteps came from the tiles of the path. "That would be Nikolai Ivanovich. I recognize his footsteps," Margarita thought. "I'll need to pull off something interesting and hilarious before I go." Margarita tore the blinds aside and sat sideways on the windowsill, grasping one knee with her hands. The moonlight licked her right side. Margarita raised her head to the moon and put on a pensive, poetic face. The footsteps sounded once more and suddenly stopped. After admiring the moon for a little longer, Margarita sighed decorously and turned her head towards the garden. Indeed, she saw Nikolai Ivanovich, who lived on the bottom floor of the house. Bright moonlight was pouring over him. He was sitting on a bench, and it was clear that he had collapsed onto it a second ago. He was clutching his briefcase, and the pince-nez on his face was tilted. "Why, hello there, Nikolai Ivanovich," Margarita spoke in a sad voice. "Good evening. Coming back from a meeting." Nikolai Ivanovich did not answer. "As for me," Margarita continued, leaning further out into the garden, "I am sitting here alone and bored, as you can see, staring at the moon, listening to the waltz." Margarita passed her left hand over her temple, adjusting a lock of hair, then spoke irritably. "You're being rude, Nikolai Ivanovich. I am a lady, after all. It's just rude to ignore someone who is talking to you." The moon lit up Nikolai Ivanovich to the last button on his grey shirt, to the last hair in his blonde goatee. All of a sudden, he grinned wildly and rose from the bench. Evidently forgetting himself in embarrassment, he waved his briefcase instead of taking off his hat and bent his knees as if to break into dance. "What a boring character you are, Nikolai Ivanovich," Margarita continued. "In fact, I am so sick of you that I could not possibly express it. and I'm so happy to be parting with you. Go to hell." Just then, the phone burst out ringing behind her back in the bedroom. Margarita leaped off the windowsill and snatched the receiver, forgetting all about Nikolai Ivanovitch.
"This is Azazello,"
said a voice in the receiver. "Dear, dear Azazello," Margarita exclaimed.
"It is time. Fly on out,"
Azazello said in the receiver, and one could easily tell from his tone how pleased he was with Margarita's sincere, joyful impulse.
"As you fly over the gate, shout, 'Invisible!' Fly around the city a little to get some practice, and then head south, away from the city, straight to the river. They are waiting for you."
Margarita hung up, and suddenly an odd, wooden sort of hobbling came from the neighbouring room, and something knocked on the door. Margarita flung it open, and a broom flew dancing into the bedroom, bristles upward. It drummed on the floor with its other end, kicking and straining towards the window. Margarita screamed with delight and jumped onto the broom. Only then did the rider realise that she had forgotten to get dressed in all the confusion. She galloped to the bed and snatched the first thing she could find, a light blue shirt. Waving it like a banner, she flew out of the window. The waltz over the garden struck up louder. Margarita slid downwards from the window and saw Nikolai Ivanovitch. Frozen on the bench, completely dumbfounded, he was listening to the screaming and the crashing coming from the lit bedroom of the tenants above. "Farewell, Nikolai Ivanovitch!" Margarita shouted, cavorting in front of him. He gasped and began sliding across the bench, running his hands over it and knocking over his briefcase in the process. "Farewell forever! I am flying away!" Margarita shouted over the waltz. Then she realised that she would not need her shirt at all, and laughing sinisterly, draped it over Nikolai Ivanovitch's head. The blinded Nikolai Ivanovitch came crashing down onto the bricks of the path. Margarita turned to take a final look at the mansion where she had suffered for so long, and saw Natasha's face in the burning light, twisted with amazement. "Farewell, Natasha!" Margarita cried, and reared up the broom. "Invisible! Invisible!" she yelled louder still. The branches of the maple lashed at her face as she flew between them, over the gate and out onto the street, chased by the utterly insane sounds of the waltz.